In Lansing, just west of the Capitol, there's a big old building, and on the front of it, it calls itself the Department. The Department houses all of our bureaucracy. All 28 occupations are there, and they have office space there, and they're all represented by a board. The full and complete name of our board is the Board of Real Estate Brokers and Salespersons. It's not the Board of Realtors. That's a trade organization. Of the 9 members on the board, how many represent the occupation? 6. Who sets a penalty when the violation has been substantiated? The board. The board sets the penalty. The department does all the office work. What is the name of the person in a formal hearing that determines guilt or innocence before the board sets the penalty? The administrative law judge. When you're working for your broker, some of you are going to be employees of the broker. Some of you are going to be subcontract for the broker, but you're all going to be agents of the broker. Way back in 1978, the Internal Revenue Service established a safe harbor provision that allows the broker to call you a non-employee for tax purposes. There are 5 tests that need to be met. Number 1, you have to be licensed. Number 2, you had to be at risk. Number 3, there could be no minimum job requirements. Number 4, you had to have an annually negotiated independent contract. And 5th and finally, and very important, not less than a certain percentage of the money that you're getting from the broker is coming from commission from the sale of real estate. And that percentage is 90. As John Q. Public, how many of your own transactions may you engage in before you need to obtain the services of a broker or be one? 5. If you devote over a certain percentage of your time or a certain number of hours per week to the pursuit of real estate, you'll need to obtain licensure. The percentage is 50 and the number of hours is 15. As far as getting a license is concerned, you need a certain number of hours of education to get a salesperson's license. How many is that? How many do you have left to go? I did that for a very important reason. True, you could have calculated how many hours you've already sat listening to the material and getting ready for your exam, but that required a whole lot of calculation, and some of you are not very good at that. I really do advise when you're taking the test not to switch back and forth words, math, words, math, words, math. It's not effective. Do your words thing first and then do your 4 or 5 math later. How many hours of education become a real estate broker? 90. Of those 90 hours, how many end up having to be on civil rights? 9. 1 broker per company. For a lot of people, this is a difficult concept to absorb. The broker could be a person or the broker could be the company. If the broker is the company, there must be at least 1 principal associate broker. And remember how to determine principal versus non-principal? Owner or officer, member or manager makes them a principal associate broker. Exceptions for having to have a real estate license. These are ones that you're probably going to need to know. First of all, if you're doing the activity for yourself, such as in having rentals, that's not truly property management. You can have as many rentals as you wish. That's not an issue. Can a builder buy used houses and flip them and do as many as they like? No, they'd be limited to 5. But new construction, first time offering, 1 to 4 family, those are exempt. Attorneys are exempt. Someone acting under a power of attorney would be exempt. When I sold the Chrysler Corporation too cheaply, they could place what upon my license? Limitation. When could they remove it? When I show competence. When I show that I could perform each function of the occupation with competence without the limitation. For each year's worth of a license that one has, they must take a certain number of hours of approved continuing education. And how many hours is that? 6. So in a 3-year cycle, it's 18. Your license is going to expire in every year that is divisible by 3 for the last 2 digits. On what date? October 31st. True or false, it's illegal to transfer to another office? Of course not. You fill out the transfer form, and in addition to that, you will send your wall license and a copy of the pocket card to the department indicating that you are transferring. Can you continue to work on the old pocket card for a period of time? Yes. You have the new broker autograph and dated. If I say, Fred, you're fired, how many days do I have to get his license back to the department? 5. He says, you can't fire me, I quit. How many days then? 5. What kind of mail? Certified. Violation of the occupational code, layman penalties, practicing real estate without a license, first time offense, maximum fine and time is $500 and or 90 days in jail. Second or subsequent, that could increase that to $1,000 and or a year. Note, these are court imposed penalties. Only a judge can put you in jail. There are board-imposed penalties that a licensee may face. A licensee could be required to pay a fine. The biggest fine is $10,000. They could have to post a bond. The largest bond is $5,000. They could have to pay back monies to an injured individual. That's called to make restitution. They could be told, stay out of real estate till you take a course or pay a fine, so they could be suspended. They could be told, stay out of the real estate business. We don't want you forever and ever. That would be revocation. They could try to get back in and be told, still, we still don't want you. That could be denial. And they could be placed on probation where they're going to be watched very closely for a period of time, make sure they don't mess up again. True or false, it's illegal to be incompetent under the occupational code. True, incompetence is deemed illegal. When a complaint has been entered into, the department must go through a process. And the first part of the process is where the department and the licensee get together and just discuss what might be a reasonable solution to the problem. That's an informal conference. If an informal conference is not held or does not result in a settlement acceptable to the board, then the next step is the formal hearing before an administrative law judge. Does the administrative law judge set the penalty? No, it's always the board that sets the penalty. When Mary was putting up posters on her party store bulletin board, she could be turning that party store into a branch office. No problem, just talk to the broker, have the broker acquire a branch office license, unless the branch office is too far from the city limits of the main office, because how far can a broker see? 25 miles. Everything we do must be under a broker's supervision. Must a broker have a written policy and procedure manual? Yes. May a broker supervise their office electronically? Yes. If you're getting extra money out of a transaction in addition to commission, for example, office rent from another settlement service provider, you must always obtain your client's permission for that extra money. There's one source of extra money that would require permission from both buyer and seller, and that's if you're receiving money from a mortgage lender. Compensation for an activity which requires a license must always come from your employing broker. One exception, that's if you earned a commission while you were with a previous broker and you now go work for another broker. All ads to sell, lease, mortgage, rent, real property by a broker must include broker's name as licensed, telephone number, and or street address. If it doesn't have all that information, it's considered to be a blind ad, illegal in Michigan and most other states. May you use a game of chance in promoting an individual piece of real estate? No. The only time you may ever use a game of chance is if you're doing self-promotion and you're not charging for it. If you're set up at a builder show or a county fair or something, you have a fishbowl for a free market analysis, that would be fine. Need you disclose your license status when you're buying or selling property? Yes. Need that disclosure be in writing? Yes. The timing on that is somewhat critical. It needs to be before the offer to purchase is signed that the disclosure is made. There are two things a listing must have to be valid. One is a definite expiration date. The other is a non-discrimination clause. Must a listing be fully complete before it's signed? Yes. Must you give someone a copy of everything that they sign? Yes. And what's it called if I say I need $100,000 for this property? Anything you get above that is yours. That's a net listing, illegal in Michigan and most other states. Part of your job description as a licensee, at the time that the buyer learns that their offer has been accepted, is to advise the buyer of what? This is a statutory requirement. That they're entitled to evidence of marketable title. And today, that'll be done in the form of a title insurance policy, and there's fancy words that you could see somewhere else that's called a fee title policy. Simply means title insurance policy. Is disclosure of material facts really your job? No, that's a seller's job. Two types of defects that could occur to property, patent and latent. Which one is easy to see? Patent. And the one that's hidden and not readily discernible is latent. And could you get in trouble for failing to disclose a latent defect of which you are aware? Yes, you could. There are three disclosures that the state of Michigan has referenced as to whether you may or you should. One is concerning if the property was the site of a death. Do we have to disclose that? No. Don't lie. Be honest. Obey your client's wishes. How about if the property was the site of someone that had a disability? No, no requirement to disclose. And finally, the very, very important one that we must know about is the sex offender registry. It's not our job to pass along the information about sex offenders in the neighborhood. Instead, we tell people where to go to get the information. No action may be brought against us for failing to disclose. Offers to purchase, three-step delivery. Delivery is binding, at least four copies in writing. He offers to purchase her property. Are we all done? No. She accepts his offer to purchase. All done now, huh? No. He is notified of her acceptance. Now we have our binding agreement. When we brought together the meeting of the minds and we've informed him that his offer has been accepted, we still need some evidence that we've given him a copy of her acceptance of the offer to purchase. Once we get a deal signed around, by law, do we have to deliver additional offers? No. Unless in writing, the seller has told us they wish to look at additional offers. Does a broker have to have a trust account? No. They can use a title company as escrowee. That's perfectly fine. After the broker learns of the acceptance of the offer to purchase, how long do they have to get that money into the trust account? Two banking days. How much of the broker's own money may they keep in the trust account? $500. More than that's referred to as commingling, mingling other people's money with your own. How many years does a broker have to keep their trust account records? 3. And trust accounts need to be kept up to date weekly? No, after each transaction, both debit and credit.